Hello there. Happy fifth day of March. I hope you're doing well. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and we are making our way through the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. We don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. So some say Paul, but others just don't know. So we don't know who wrote this, but it's a beautiful book, and it takes the great history of Israel and superimposes it over the gospel so you can see these beautiful connections. So we're in Hebrews chapter 2 in the voice, and this is what it says. That is why we ought to pay even closer attention to the voice that has been speaking so that we will never drift away from it. For if the words of instruction and inspiration brought by heaven's messengers were valid, and if we live in a universe where sin and disobedience receive their just rewards, then how will we escape destruction if we ignore this great salvation? We heard it first from our Lord Jesus, then from those who passed on his teaching. God also testifies to this truth by signs and wonders and miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, lighting on those he chooses. Now clearly, God didn't set up the heavenly messengers to bring the final word or to rule over the world that is coming. I have read something somewhere. I can't help but wonder why you care about mortals or choose to love the Son of Man. Though he was born below the heavenly messengers, you honored the Son of Man like royalty, crowning him with glory and honor, raising him above all earthly things, placing everything under his feet. When God placed everything under the Son of Man, he didn't leave out anything. Maybe we don't see all that happened yet, but what we do see is Jesus, born a little lower than the heavenly messengers, who is now crowned with glory and honor because he willingly suffered and died. And he did that so that through God's grace, he might taste death on behalf of everyone. It only makes sense that God, by whom and for whom everything exists, would choose to bring many of us to his side by using suffering to perfect Jesus, the founder of our faith, the pioneer of our salvation. As I will show you, it's important that the one who brings us to God and those who are brought to God become one, since we are all from one Father. This is why Jesus was not ashamed to call us his family, saying in the words of the psalmist, "I will speak your name to my brothers and sisters when I praise you in the midst of the community." And in the words of Isaiah, "I will wait for the Eternal One." And again, "Look, here I am with the children God has given me." Since we, the children, are all creatures of flesh and blood, Jesus took on flesh and blood so that by dying, he could destroy the one who held power over death, the devil, and destroy the fear of death that has always held people captive. So notice, his concern here is not for the welfare of the heavenly messengers, but for the children of Abraham. He had to become as human as his sisters and brothers so that when the time came, he could become a merciful and faithful high priest of God called to reconcile a sinful people. Since he has also been tested by suffering, he can help us when we are tested. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for my friends today who are being tested. And because you know what it's like to be tested, you are adequate and faithful and amazing to come alongside us when we are being tested. And Lord, we do pray that we would be tested by fire, and in the midst of that fire, we would come out as pure gold. Lord, we want our motives to be made pure. We want our actions to be made pure, and we can't do that on our own. We need your Spirit within us. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the preaching of the gospel in Hebrews chapter 2. We are children, creatures of flesh and blood, and so you had to take on that same nature as us so that by dying you could destroy the one who held power over death, that enemy of our souls, Satan. And Lord, we just thank you so much that you destroy the fear of death that has always held us captive. And looking back on my own life, Lord, before I met Christ, I had such a great fear of death. I constantly thought about it. I worried about, during that time, I worried about a nuclear holocaust, and I would watch television shows about it and was just so afraid. And you were so kind and gracious to deliver me from that fear the moment I met you. And Lord, I'm just so grateful for the cross. I'm grateful that you not only came to live in our place, to understand what it's like to be human, to take on our form, to know what it's like to live on this earth, but you also set your face like flint to Jerusalem, and you endured the cross, and you you did that to take on our sin upon your sacred shoulders, so that we could have newness of life and forgiveness of sins. And then the resurrection came, and that cemented everything, proving who you were, that you were the Son of God, the Son of Man, the one who came to reconcile the world to himself. So thank you for the gospel. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving the person who's listening today. And I pray if they have not come to that place of saving knowledge of you, that right now would be the time of salvation, that you would rescue them from their sins. They simply just need to believe in you, the Son of God, who loved them and died for them, gave himself up for them. So thank you for that, Jesus. I pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the prayer episode, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray. Really encourage you to do that, because then I will have some people to pray for, and you know how I love to do that. So yeah, just go to marydemuth.com/pray, and you can record up to 5 minutes of a prayer request, and then I will pray for you on the first Sunday of the month. Thanks so much for listening to today's show, and I pray that you that today would be a day that even though you're tested, you would come through that testing shining and with joy.